This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A courtroom heard closing arguments Tuesday in the trial of two police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt are on trial. Defense attorney Jonald Sisson, representing Rodema, addressed the jury.
You've heard the prosecution doing everything it can to distract you from the law and the facts to appeal to your emotions.
Jurors began their deliberations Tuesday, and that continues today. A doctor from Grand Junction is stuck in Gaza after arriving last week to work with the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. Dr. Barbara Zind was set to get out Thursday through a border crossing with Egypt, but it's closed after Israel bombed the crossing Tuesday. Zind's husband, Dr. Paul Preston, says his wife is taking cover in a hotel room and getting advice from her Palestinian sister-in-law.
You know, what part of the room to go to? Stay away from windows and flying glass.
Preston says he hopes Israel will reopen the border so humanitarian workers like his wife can escape. In just a minute, we'll hear more of President Biden's remarks on the situation and from the families of people who are being held hostage in Gaza. That begins this hour of Morning Edition. Denver is offering grants to groups and individuals that want to host an event downtown. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The purpose of the program is to give a boost to foot traffic downtown. Businesses in the area are struggling because the rise of remote work means not as many people are coming downtown. Major construction on the 16th Street Mall and concern about crime are also keeping some people away. Qualifying events can be just about anything that's free and open to everybody, including performances, art installations, and block parties. Each grant will be anywhere from $500 to $25,000. The city will start accepting applications on October 16th. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver and the Front Range have rain this afternoon and tonight and on Thursday. In the mountains, that's rain today and snow tonight and tomorrow. It's turning much colder across the state today, too. Highs in Denver in the 70s today, 50s tomorrow. This is CPR News.